And we got Isaac Reichman joining us now from Choose Chicago. Isaac, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I knew you'd have some pep in your step. It's been a great year for our city in many ways and a great year for people coming to say hello and visit us for not just a day, but many days at some of these conventions, huh?
Yeah, it really has. It's been a great year in so many different ways. I'm here today to talk about, you know, what we've been seeing on the convention and meeting side, what we've been seeing this fall and what we're seeing in the future and into the winter.
Have we recovered since pandemic days?
Yeah, we certainly have. So, you know, conventions are interesting in Chicago. Odd years, like 2025, are typically a little slower than even years because some of our biggest conventions come every other year during even years. So, you know, we expect 2025, it was always going to be a little bit slower in meetings and conventions, but the ones that we did have knocked it out of the park, and it's really been an amazing year and a really strong fall this year in meetings and conventions.
We've chatted with some of them on the show. Some of them were choosing Chicago for the first time. Some were choosing Chicago for the 80-something time. And I think both are important parts of the piece of the puzzle to continue to build Chicago up.
Yeah, both. And that's a really good point. I think some of the recent shows, as you said, we've had RSNA, which just wrapped up this week. They've been here for 85 years. And then we had the AnitaB.org Grace Hopper celebration. It was their first time. And also, not only are they choosing Chicago a different amount of times, they're wildly different types of shows. Everything from a major scientific conference to, you know, women in tech to, you know, an automation fair. We really run the gamut in Chicago. And that's what makes Chicago's meeting and convention industry so strong, is we cater to all different types of meetings.
Let's not forget the water one that my father-in-law came to town for, too.
Yeah, oh, that was so much fun last year, and that was their first time in Chicago, right? And there's a whole different variety of those different types of shows.
And part of your job at Choose Chicago, or what you are tasked with, is not only telling the story to tourists to come, but trying to get these conventions to come here, because this means big dollars that permeate and continue to permeate for years and years.
Oh, yeah. Conventions and meetings are huge business in Chicago. Last year, meetings contributed $3 billion in economic impact to Chicago. We had over 2 million meeting attendees last year. And these things, like we said, you know, your average Chicagoan might not even know that they're happening. But the fact is week in and week out, McCormick Place, hotels around the city are full with some amazing conventions. And then those people fall in love in the city and come back.
I imagine that those dollars that you mentioned are about the event themselves and the restaurants and the hotels they stay at, etc. But what you just alluded there at the end of the point, I think, is even like the bigger thing is that someone comes to Chicago because they have a convention here. Maybe they've heard about us in the national news in ways that we wouldn't paint ourselves in, but other media outlets do. And they come here and they go, huh, Chicago was great. And then they come back. They have a circle, a network of friends wherever they're from, nationally or internationally, that when someone maybe says something bad about Chicago, they go, you know, actually, I went to Chicago. It was really great. I mean, I don't think you can measure that, Isaac, but I think that's huge.
No, you can't measure it. I wish you could measure it because that would make, you know, make our jobs easier. But that's 100% true, because once you introduce people to Chicago, you change whatever their preconceived notion is of the city. And conventions are a main way that we introduce people to Chicago. And it's great. We love that because we really are a great meeting and convention town. We have the largest convention center in North America. We have a hospitality industry that welcomes visitors with open arms. Our hotels, our restaurants, they're amazing. So it's such a great way, because really the way that we change the narrative, the way that we kind of change people's opinions about Chicago, it's all through friends and family. That's the way that you really do it, and conventions are a good way to do that.
This means no disrespect for the convention centers that are in our suburbs. They do great stuff too. They have great events out there as well. Rosemont, Schaumburg, so many of them. This is not about that, but I do think we benefit so much having McCormick in the shadow of the skyline. Like, I just, the fact that they are not just here in the burbs, and I live in the burbs, nothing wrong with it. They are in the epicenter of the activity in Chicago where they meet. That makes a huge difference.
Yep, it makes a huge difference, and they stay at hotels downtown, and you know, and then they explore the whole rest of the city, right? And I, again, you know, there's a lot of ways to, you might change someone's opinion of Chicago. the beauty of our city is really a big way to do that. You know, you just look outside, you see the skyline. Every time I fly in, I see it, and I'm just blown away every time. And that makes a big difference. And again, you know, we love our suburban convention centers as well, because that's all part of the meeting ecosystem that uplifts the entire region.
Right. I'm glad to hear you say that too. I'm sure there's competition between them, but at the end of the day, we all rise together in this.
Oh, yeah.
And as we look ahead, what do we got next year on the docket that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so our last big convention of the shows of the year is coming up in just a couple weeks. It's Midwest Clinic. We'll have over 20,000 band professionals, music educators coming to Chicago. And then as we look to 2026, it's going to be a big year. I think the big name, the big marquee new convention coming is the NAACP annual convention coming next summer. That's going to be a huge deal, kind of the center of the country is going to be focusing in on Chicago. And then our biggest convention, IMTS, it's a manufacturing show. That's in Chicago every other year. Like I said, even years are often bigger. That's almost 100,000 attendees. It's actually the biggest trade show in North America, and they're in Chicago every other year. We're looking forward to it.
I love that. You know, I think a lot of them, you know, are conventions for people pretty much exclusively in these industries. Maybe attendance is limited to those folks. But I imagine there's just as many that have at least some opportunities for the public to come and see what's happening. I think that I was surprised. I don't remember which one, but they said, oh, no, you can come. Come check this out. And I thought, I hadn't thought about that. That's again, a big part, too.
Yeah, and that's a big, again, what is so cool about Chicago's meetings industry is there's everything you can imagine, right? So we have IMTS, which is specifically for, you know, people that are in industry, that are in the trade show world. But then there's also, you know, we have C2E2 coming to McCormick Place, right? Our big Comic-Con, which is open to the public. We have the auto show. We have MagicCon, right? There's so many also other things that are open to the public as well. And yet for a lot of these shows, you know, maybe you're not in the industry, but you're interested in learning more about it. You can, for some of them are private. Some of them you can buy a ticket and go.
Isaac, you guys do a lot of good work at Choose Chicago. I imagine a lot of that is always ongoing, looking for the conventions where they're going, making the case for Chicago that ultimately just benefits all of us. You do important work, and Isaac, I appreciate you sharing it with our listeners.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right, take care. Have a happy new year and a great rest of the holiday season. The city looks great right now. And yeah, the RSNA, they were here, and I don't think it snowed on them too badly. Let's hope. But that was great. Okay, that's Isaac Richman from Choose Chicago. We'll wrap things up. Have news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.